Thank you for your company, and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you'll hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. On Sunday, the 20th of February, Tony Knight will be presenting a webinar talk from Compassionate Fatigue to Compassionate Presence. Tony is a psychotherapist, author, presenter, who specializes in anxiety, burnout, and trauma. Tony will begin by defining compassionate fatigue, how it develops, and how it relates to burnout and secondary trauma. She will also talk about how to detect compassionate fatigue in terms of signs, symptoms, and tests. She will continue with prevention and treatment, energy management, the power principle, empathy, and finally, she will touch on preparing a client session, post-session, refill, and working on the inner world that you bring to your work. Tony has a 4-year degree in psychology, a practice in Newcastle, and 20 years of experience in helping people to live value-centered lives. Tony, welcome to the webinar series.
Thank you very much, Matthew. It is great to be here.
Now, you're giving a presentation. What's that all about?
Well, it's all about compassion fatigue and burnout, two subjects very dear to my heart, and I think something that is of real importance to anyone that provides, you know, services to people who might be vulnerable, you know, with whom they have a close professional relationship.
Can you kind of elaborate on that?
When people work in what I call the caring professions, if you like, compassionate professionals, as I also like to call us, you know, we're the people that work with people who might be vulnerable, who talk about, you know, the intimate details of their life, people like doctors, nurses, allied health professionals, teachers, counsellors, psychotherapists, hypnotherapists, osteopaths, chiropractors, you know, this whole field of people that provide close personal services to people are people who can, because of their caring work, be quite vulnerable to burnout and compassion fatigue. And I have a real interest in it because I experienced compassion fatigue early in my career as a psychologist, but later on as a psychotherapist, I saw it showing up again and again in my clients. And at the time I started doing it, there actually weren't many people looking at burnout as a thing. It's obviously on the map now with the pandemic because things have become so bad for so many people. But back when I started, there really wasn't much around. And, you know, it's one of those areas where it can be quite specialised, but it affects a lot of people. And so I love doing it because when you treat burnout, you're really treating the whole person on every level. And, you know, when a person recovers from burnout, quite often they change their life in really positive and significant ways. So I love the work.
So it's a matter of noticing the burnout in your clients?
Well, yes. Sometimes people identify it in themselves. But I have to say, burnout is one of those things that is so significantly overlooked. There was a survey done last year, probably about a year ago, in 2021, and in the US, and it was found that about 3/4 of workers, so this is people across all fields of work, were experiencing at least some burnout, if not significant amounts of burnout. So that's 3/4 of the workforce. And because burnout is so ubiquitous, because so many people experience it, I think a lot of people miss the symptoms of it or just dismiss it as, you know, the price of needing to do this work, you know, important work.
Mm.
And so I do identify it in people sometimes, but part of my work is to help describe burnout so that people can identify it in themselves and in each other, because it is pretty easy to miss, actually.
Okay, and it's compassionate fatigue to compassionate presence. Is that the switch where people become mindful or aware of them being in that state, and then you kind of walk them to a better place?
Yes, that's right. So compassion fatigue is similar to burnout. It has a lot of overlap, but compassion fatigue is the depletion that people experience when they're having to specifically hear people's stories and be exposed to the suffering of other people. Generally speaking, people are more aware of compassion fatigue than burnout generally, I think because it has a more specific cause. And so, yes, I help people go from compassion fatigue to compassionate presence. And compassionate presence is incredibly important in professional caregiving work because the effectiveness of what we do, no matter what therapy or, you know, health intervention you're talking about, it's always going to be a lot more effective if you have a good working alliance with your client or your patient. And one of the best ways to have that alliance, that trusting, good relationship, is through being present. In other words, not being preoccupied in your own mind by what's going on inside you or around you, but being open and being able to, you know, take in and listen and understand and make sense of what's going on for the client. When they feel really well listened to, easy to develop that great therapeutic relationship, which leads to great outcomes. So that's what I mean by compassionate presence.
Okay. And being able to recognize that in your client and bring it up as a conversation would be important, wouldn't that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's right. It can be that if compassion fatigue or burnout progresses, which it can easily do if someone doesn't spot the symptoms or doesn't realise that they're suffering from it, and that's a thing called symptom blindness. If people don't notice, what happens is that their performance in the job starts to slide, and it can happen quite gradually at times. And so they can find themselves a little preoccupied, caring just a little less about what's going on for their client, not being able to be as present or listen as well. And if it continues to progress, then that can lead to some really poor outcomes. Mistakes can be made, and it can have a really significant negative impact on the client and, of course, then on the practitioner that, you know, is underperforming. So it is really important to spot it early on and to take corrective action. The good news being that the corrective action itself, especially if it's caught early, it's not too difficult to turn around to put good treatments in place.
That sounds fantastic, and this sounds like it's going to be a really good webinar. Now, you're also going to do energy management, a power principle, and empathy. Now, can you just touch on that a little?
So that's one of the key planks of the treatment for burnout and compassion fatigue. So I talk about energy as being the currency of burnout. In other words, you'll know you're burning out because your main symptoms are going to revolve around depletion or relatively low levels of energy. And so clearly the solution is going to be to find different ways to build up your energy. That can start with an energy audit. So thinking about what are the things that are depleting you and the things, of course, that energize you, and changing your job in small but significant ways where possible to either eliminate or delegate or automate those tasks that are real energy drainers. I talk about your energy as being more precious than gold, because without energy, you can't do much. And so I challenge people to think about, what are they giving their gold to? What things, where are they allocating their precious, precious gold? And that audit is the starting point of, but obviously, you know, making your work something that isn't as great a drainer of your energy, possibly building your energy more, is a really important start. As well as, of course, the traditional ways that burnout and compassion fatigue are treated, and that's through interventions that increase your wellness because it's increasing your energy. And those are the things like, you know, sleep and rest, movement, nutrition and connection. And so those are important too. I tend not to talk as much about those because they tend to be pretty well known. I'm far more interested in why people aren't doing more of that. So I really help my clients to explore the barriers to putting really useful self-care strategies in place. And, you know, if it was easy to do, burnout wouldn't exist. So clearly there are some significant barriers to people managing their energy well so that they can avoid burnout. I'm aiming to make this webinar something that is intensely practical. So people will come away from this webinar knowing clearly what burnout and compassion fatigue are, what the symptoms are, how they can test for it, and, of course, the three main planks to treating both of them. One we've touched on being energy management. The second one being around their mindset, because although burnout and compassion fatigue are primarily workplace phenomena, we bring a mindset to our work and our life, and that does have a role to play. So mindset is important to treat. And the third one being leverage, how to take action in the workplace and in your life to change those things that are contributing to burnout, to turn things around. And so people will come away with a really clear sense of how affected they are by those things, but also I think having a fairly clear idea of what they need to do, the next steps they need to take. And that's so important that people start now. I say to people, start as early as you can. The sooner you address burnout, the easier it is, because I have found that if people don't treat burnout, it progresses and it gets worse. And the worse burnout and compassion fatigue get, unfortunately, the harder it is to recover and the longer it takes. And sometimes it can be a significantly long period of time, as in years in some of the more severe cases. So this is something of vital importance to people who work closely with people, to know where they are with burnout and compassion fatigue. And if they're not affected by it, brilliant. Know the factors that will allow them to remain free of it. If they're affected by it, knowing what to do next so that they can intervene as soon as possible.
This is going to be a webinar that I think everyone should attend. So, Tony, what's your website? Can you give that so we can, you know, people will follow up? What is your website?
Totally. So it's my name, Tony Knight, which is just all one word, TONIKNIGHT.co, just C-O at the end. If they go there, they can learn a little bit more about me, a little bit more about burnout and compassion fatigue and my treatments. I also happen to treat anxiety and trauma as well, and in part that's because they're all somewhat related to each other.
We all look forward to your webinar, and I want to thank you for this interview.
It is my absolute pleasure, Matthew. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.